Thank you for
Hello.
holding. This is Tarnisha, the supervisor. Allow me one moment as I get that account pulled up.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. And just to confirm that I have the correct account, can I get you to verify that shipping address for me?
3024 Beechwood Bluffway, San Diego 92117.
All right. And let's see. Okay, so you've been sent over for another refund, correct?
Yes, thank you.
All right, let's take a look at the account. I do see where you were already refunded for the month of April, so you're looking for the month of March, correct?
Yes. And then they also charged me for $7.95 on the 22nd of March.
Okay, the 795 would have been at that time to enter into the sweet states for a chance to win a tablet. Do you remember placing that order at all?
I don't remember. Maybe I was, I don't remember. Maybe I was just keep pushing something down, maybe. But I don't remember anybody charging me anything.
Okay, so that would have been charged on the 21st. And it does look like the reason why you were charged the $56.95 was due to the fact that it does bill out every month. They also send out a voucher of $125 monthly to your email for you to be able to shop online on their shopping store as a discount.
But yeah, I'm just but I don't, you know, I don't remember I'm signing up for anything. I understand the other lady that I spoke to, she canceled my account and she said she refunded April, and she told me I need to speak to you to get refund for March. I have not used any of your email, the voucher, whatever, and I have no plan of using your voucher for any reason. So is it possible to credit my credit card with for $56.95 for March?
Okay, let's look into
And
March.
I understand if I made a mistake for seven something, I'm being charged. Okay, I understand that much. But and then I was speaking to other lady before you, and she said, make sure next time you do anything, make sure you don't just don't press. Read everything before you press. That's what she said.
Yes, sir, because a lot of the sweet states, especially like if you sign up for any type of sweet states contest, make sure that you read the terms and conditions. So if you want to back out of it at any time, make sure you see if it has a time limit because it could be anywhere between 5, 7, or 14 days.
I
So
understand.
it looks like that's what happened in this case, that it looks like it was on like a 7-day trial period during the time that you signed up for it. And you also would have had a smart health planner along with that. So just be careful when ordering anything online to just read the terms and conditions. And I know it's a lot in there, but what I like to do sometimes, I'll just find the specific paragraph that speaks on the cancellation and trials because that will tell you all the information that you need, okay? So what I'll do
Okay,
today is I'll go ahead as a courtesy, I'll go ahead and refund March charge for you on today. Allow it 2 to 3 business days to show back up into the account, and your account has already been canceled, so you won't be billed anything else, okay?
thank you very much for your help.
You're welcome.
And then next time I'll try to do my best. Okay. Thank you, and have a great, that's early in the morning in your location, no?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. Have a great day.
You do the same. Thank you for calling customer support.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.